AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Mark Sherman reports it was a 6-3 decision.
Ruling an emergency powers law that does not in fact use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
President Trump says he'll now impose a temporary global tariff of 10%.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives, great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
A federal appeals court has cleared the way for a Louisiana law to take effect that requires poster-sized displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms. The U.S. military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command says the strike killed 3 people. That raises the death toll from the Trump administration's campaign to at least 148 in at least 43 attacks. In California's Sierra Nevada, officials are setting off controlled explosions in the area where an avalanche killed at least 8 people this week. The blasts are intended to lower the risks of more deadly slides and allow crews to safely recover the bodies. Meanwhile, Haya Panjwani reports authorities are looking into possible criminal negligence.
Why the tour company that organized the backcountry ski trip didn't cancel in the face of a powerful storm and what their guides knew as the weather worsened are the questions that are being considered. A sheriff's office leading one of the several investigations said it couldn't share more details since it's an open investigation. A California state agency that regulates workplace safety is also investigating the avalanche that killed 8. One other person remains missing and is presumed dead. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. At the Winter Olympics, there are more gold medals still to be won. It'll be Canada versus the USA in men's hockey on Sunday. But Jennifer King reports Norway's already set an impressive mark.
Norway has once again broken the record for the country with the most gold medals at a Winter Olympics, topping their 16 from Beijing. Norwegian biathlete Johannes Dahle Skjevdal skied his way to a 17th gold in the 15-kilometer men's mass start and was the only one to hit all 20 targets. Dahle Skjevdal took the lead after the first standing bout and finished in 39 minutes, 17.1 seconds. Norway teammate Sturla Holmlegred took the silver. Francis Coton-Fiomaye zipped past German Philip Horn for the bronze. I'm Jennifer King.
There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.